Chapter 13, Taygete.
Minutes after they vanished, the beagles reappeared with a strangely familiar bear. Why did the prince feel as though he knew this bear? Was this the animal he had feared might be in the cave on the night of the avalanche? Or was this the same bear he had glimpsed in the forest of confusion when traveling back to town square? And where had the beagles been? And why weren't they afraid of the bear? The prince marveled as the great bear shambled off the path and the beagles cheerfully followed. Across the wooded hillside, the lawyer followed the beagles and the bear until they came to a celestial garden. Colorful and lush, it teemed with gentle animals and flawless trees and perfect fruits of every kind. Fruits! The lawyer suddenly realized how very hungry he was. The bear continued its relentless journey around the mountain, like a constellation crossing the heavens in the night, but the lawyer stopped to rest in the garden. Reaching up, he plucked a perfect peach from the unblemished branch in front of him and tasted a pleasure he had rarely known. 3 pears, 6 nectarines, 9 apples, 12 bananas, several clusters of grapes, and a handful of berries followed the perfect peach. The prince was about to bite into a polished plum when he noticed bushes full of birds, too fat to fly, squiggling squirrels, too corpulent to climb, grounded gophers, too dumpy to dig, upholstered hedgehogs, too heavy to hustle, and unwrapped rabbits, too round to run. He plopped onto the ground, leaned against a tree, and thought about it for a while.